Dr. Debashish Bose is director again of the Pancreas Center at the University of Florida Health Cancer Center at Orlando Health. And he is a man who is truly, truly well-versed in this topic, well-prepared to help so many people with an issue that strikes terror in the hearts of many. And Dr. Bose, I know that one of the things that can really, really shake a person is to hear the word cancer. And they're at the doctor's office, there's some screening has been done, and they're asked to come back. They return to the office or the clinic, and they're given the news. I was curious as to what kinds of symptoms people find generally taking them to the doctor to get checked out, and what kinds of screenings can be done to help catch cancer early.
That's a great question. You know, it does vary from different types of cancers to other types of cancers. But generally speaking, the ones I would like to alert people to are, for example, breast cancer. Most people who discover that they have breast cancer are those folks who do a breast self-exam routinely and find a lump on their own. Even though we do advocate screening mammograms where we find many other cancers, you know, many new cancers there too, but still, most breast cancer is found by a breast self-exam, so that's an important part of not just screening, but one of the symptoms that may cause someone to go to their doctor and seek further diagnosis. Weight loss is a very important sign. Weight loss that's unintended can sometimes herald a cancer. Night sweats, fevers, chills that don't go away, and there doesn't seem to be an infection going on, that can signal something like a type of blood cancer or an immune cell cancer. And gastrointestinal bleeding, so if you're passing blood in your bowel movements or if you're spitting up blood, that can be a sign that you have something going on. Lung cancer, sometimes people come in and they have they're coughing up blood or they're having trouble with pneumonias and recurrent problems with that. Pain, of course, is always a signal that something is wrong with our bodies, and we need to listen to our bodies and make sure that a new pain that we're having, whether it's in the abdomen or in the pelvis or in the chest, that gets checked out and evaluated by a physician. So screening, when we talk about screening, we talk about trying to do tests that can catch a lot of people who would have a disease, and we're okay if it catches a few people who don't have the disease as long as we have a test that can then help us decide if they really do or don't. So a screening test has to be relatively inexpensive and make some sense in terms of making people do on a routine basis. And so mammography is like that. A digital rectal exam for men over the age of 40 is like that, a screening for prostate cancer. Some blood tests, we used to use a PSA test for prostate cancer. It was never that great a screening test, but it was often used. For those over the age of 50, a colonoscopy is a life-saving procedure that is a screening for colon cancer, and to have that done basically every 10 years. And if you have polyps or are high risk for that to be followed up on a more close basis. That's a very important part of screening. So there are screening tests, but as I've mentioned, these are a few things that we do, but there aren't great screens for many cancers. It's sort of this handful of cancers that we have good screening tests for.
So we have a little bit of teamwork going here then. We're going to the doctor, and the doctor is doing what the doctor does as far as running any kind of screening test that may be helpful, but at the same time, we need to be doing what we can do to help minimize the risk of developing cancer, including, like you were sharing with us, paying attention to what's happening to our body with our bodies.
That's right. That's right. Paying attention to your body is a very important thing, and you know that attention goes not just towards, you know, making sure that you get regularly checked out, do screening tests, do self-exams if, you know, in the case of breast cancer, and make sure that you're, you know, on the lookout for any kind of symptom. But that also goes towards treating our bodies right and reducing the risks that we may have for the development of a cancer.
And so that takes us back to partly what you were sharing with us earlier, making sure that we're caring about what we put into our bodies.
That's exactly right. I think one of the things that you know, we are starting to discover about our about how cancers develop is that it's some of it we can't avoid just because it's in our own cells. You know, the process is starting with us, but some of it we can reduce the risk. So things like smoking, excessive alcohol intake, high sugar diets, obesity, these are all risk factors for the development of cancers. What are the things we can do? We can avoid processed food. We can eat fresh fruits and vegetables. We can certainly eat meat, but keep red meat to a modest amount, and we can reduce the fat in our diet. Having a natural kind of healthy dietary lifestyle is very important. The other aspect is to make sure that we get a certain amount of exercise, if not every day, at least 3 to 4 times a week, where we get a little sweat going, get a little heart rate up, get a little muscle tone going. And we know that both of those things help contribute to reducing our risk very greatly, actually, of developing a cancer. Now, not everything we do can completely eliminate our risk of cancer, but a lot of things that we do increase our risk for cancers. So it's important to understand which of those activities can we eliminate and which can we encourage. And so that's why I tell a lot of my patients, let's do our shopping at the grocery store all around the edges. Get the fresh stuff. Don't go in the middle where all the processed stuff is. Make sure you're walking every day. Make sure you're getting some exercise. All of that's exceedingly important to maintaining a healthy lifestyle.
And so does it make a difference where we are in life as far as age when we start eating better, exercising more, generally, for example?
It turns out that it does. And what I'm saying there is it works both ways. It's never too late to start enjoying a healthy lifestyle and reducing your risks, because every little bit of risk reduction counts. And it's also never too early to start. And there's some interesting studies that demonstrate that people who are young, who won't have a cancer when they're young, by eating poorly and having poor health habits when they're young, increase their risk of cancers developing 20, 30, 40 years down the line when they are at that age where they might develop a cancer. So, for example, a 30-year-old woman who's maybe not doing the best things that she can, maybe she's smoking, maybe she's overweight, maybe she's not getting exercise, later when she's 60 and 70 years old, she has a very much higher risk of developing ovarian cancer than her colleagues who, when they were 30, were, you know, eating right and not smoking and trying to get exercise and keeping a healthy lifestyle.
So one final question, Dr. Bose. You have made this such a rich discussion. By exercising, especially if we start early in life and continue to do that, maintain our exercise routine throughout life, are we improving our cells' ability to reduce the amount of copying of errors in our DNA as we age?
I don't think the science has come so far as to be able to tell us that. But we do know that the overall health benefit and the risk reduction is real. Whether that risk reduction goes along with other things like eating better or not indulging in too much drinking or not smoking, whatever it is, it's either, you know, something that goes along with a whole set of healthy habits that reduces our risk overall. I can't prove to you that just reduces the risk of having errors in the DNA, but certainly eliminating the things that accelerate those processes would certainly make sense.
And like you were sharing with us, it's in our power to do it. We need to go ahead and do it. Thank you so much, Dr. Bose, for sharing with us and explaining this in such a way that we have a better grasp of what cancer is about, and we're encouraged to do what we can do about it. Thank you so much.
It's absolutely my pleasure.
All righty. Y'all stay with me. I'll be right back.